This year's Chamber Music Festival, which is held out at the Shaker Village of Pleasant Hill, is very youth-oriented. I was noticing from who they're bringing in. The artistic directors are David Finkel and Wu Han of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. And they always bring in fellow musicians from the Chamber Music Society. And we've had all variety of artists like the Orion String Quartet, Anne-Marie McDermott, very well-established names like that. This year we got kind of a younger set of musicians. We've got the Escher String Quartet, which is just starting to really make a name for itself. Guitarist Justin View and violinist Benjamin Bielman. And they are playing a full weekend of performances, two shows each day, Saturday and Sunday. So, and the interesting thing is that they really mix things up. The Escher will perform on its own, but it will also kind of mix and integrate with the other musicians. So it becomes sort of just a big musical collaboration party there.
And the folks who bring us Broadway Live, they've made a big announcement.
They did. Last night at the Lexington Opera House was their big unveiling. One of the most interesting things about their upcoming season is they have a show booked for next spring that is currently up for the Tony Award for Best Musical, Bring It On the Musical, which is, okay, to me, one of the more improbable nominees for Best Musical out there. It's based on the cheerleading movie Bring It On, but it apparently it's going to make a pretty quick transfer to touring production that they've managed to bring here. They're also going to start the season with a real classic and show people love, Chicago, and it's going to be the Equity Tour coming in here, which I'll tell you, the last time they had the Equity Tour of Chicago in the Opera House, it was one of the best shows I've ever seen there. So really looking forward to that. And then they have kind of a Memphis centerpiece. They are bringing in Million Dollar Quartet, which is a musical about this jam session with Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, Sam Perkins, and Johnny Cash that took place very early in the Sun Records era. And then they follow that up with Memphis the Musical, which is just a real celebration of Memphis music and some of the issues that were going on during that time. So it looks like a real lively season of Broadway Live coming up for 2013-14.
And they've had some success in bringing in the newer shows, the bigger hits as well. Yet they are still dealing with a relatively small venue as this sort of thing goes. How are they working that out?
Well, I think they are establishing a reputation as a really good place to come. They were talking to me about how downtown Lexington has been really helpful in just being kind of a lively area that the tours like to come to, and that their ability to book and bring in the audience for a weekend of performances has been really helpful to them over places that maybe can only really book one or two performances of a show and guarantee that people will turn out for it. So it's, reputation seems to be a real key to this.
In a group called the Holler Poets, they're, I guess, celebrating their fifth anniversary?
They are. This is a series, a poetry series at Al's Bar that's been going on for quite a while now and become very popular, a very distinct Kentucky flavor. Of course, Holler Poets would be a giveaway to that, of poetry that's being done there. And they're turning 5 years old, and Tom Eblin has a really good column coming up in Sunday's paper. I've been playing editor all week, so I'm kind of oriented to the other stuff that's coming out.
You get to see the headlines before they make it to the streets.
That's, you know, that's one of the cool things about being in journalism.
Rich Copley, thanks for your help. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.